Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, December the 9th and the whole week ahead. Mars moves into Scorpio, and for you this is good news indeed because it's the start of a brand new two-year period where you can start to look at your life and plan long-term objectives. The next 6, 7, 8 weeks, which includes your birthday period, is the perfectly positive time for you to start to make plans for your future. Here's your Sunday stars. There's a lot going on in your 12th house, and that is very psychic and intuitive. And one of the most exciting aspects is Mercury Uranus, which certainly gives spark to your intuition. So listen to it. But on the other side, Venus squares Neptune. And if you're having to deal with someone or you're having to deal with yourself who is prone to drinking too much or enjoying drugs just to escape from the reality of life, then I'd take a good, long, hard look at yourself now. These stars are harsh. And here's your Monday stars. The moon squares Saturn, your ruler. Now, that basically boils down to a very important time that is upcoming soon when Saturn's going to enter your sign. What should you be doing now? Taking stock of your life and wondering where you should be going come not just next year, but the next 30 years to come. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon is in Libra, so concentrate on career and ambitious matters. Whether it's stuff that is needing decisions today, or whether it's more long term. The important thing for you to really deal with now is anything to do with your vocation. Where do you want to go in life? What do you want to do in the new year? What's your long term objectives? These are all important questions and shouldn't be taken lightly. Here's your Wednesday stars. Sun conjuncts Mercury and it's in your 12th house. I think this is particularly good because earlier in the week you had a similar aspect where I said about your intuition being right on and very sparky and really worth listening to. And today your judgment is really good as well. Although it's not a time for immediate decisions, it's certainly a perfect time to mull things over. Here's your Thursday stars. Having fun with friends, doing anything in a group activity is wonderful. So whether you're in a club or an organisation or some kind of social where you're with other people, then try to do things today. Okay, if you can't, then at least plan something today for later on. Maybe Christmas, Hogmanay, New Year. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury and Venus linked and locked into your 12th house is particularly good because it adds to this very soft contemplative energy where you're good for yourself and good to yourself. It's the ability to not allow your demons to overcome you or allow past guilt or grief or problems to overwhelm you. This is a really good day to love yourself more.